Hello, I'm Molly, and this is Care Experts, brought to you by Care Credit and Pets Best. Together, the Care Credit credit card and Pets Best pet health insurance provide all the financial tools that can help you be the best pet parent you can be. Hello and welcome. Today we have Dr. Don Hulier from Countryside Veterinary Clinic in Jefferson, Oregon. Hi, Dr. Don. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited to have you. And we're going to be talking about a topic today that is something of a specialty for you, Dr. Don. And we're excited to hear about arthritis in dogs. We want to explore what it is and how we can treat it. So let's start by just simply asking, what is osteoarthritis?
So osteoarthritis is inflammation of the joint and its surrounding structures and kind of the bony structures in there as well, but inflammation within that joint.
What are some of the symptoms or signs of arthritis in our dogs?
So some of the things that we see are maybe limping or not wanting to use one or more of the legs. Sometimes they may look uncomfortable or groan while standing up or laying down. Maybe they don't want to exercise as much as they used to. And so maybe they used to have a dog that would just chase the ball all day. And now, you throw the ball a couple times and they're starting to look stiff, or maybe they're starting to develop a limp after exercise.
What causes arthritis in dogs?
So there's a number of causes. In the aging pet, there can be thinning of the joint fluid as well as wearing of the cartilage. Those joints have been used for years, and so the body is having trouble maintaining those structures, kind of like in older people. Injuries to a joint can also start to lead to arthritis. Ligament ruptures inside a joint, or even if something had to be done surgically to a joint, that can also lead to arthritis as well in that joint.
I see. And as my dog gets older, is there anything I can do to help prevent arthritis in my dog?
So a lot of times we're using nutritional supplements in patients that have mild arthritis signs or symptoms. We're starting to use things like glucosamine and chondroitin. Some of these supplements also have some other naturopathic type ingredients like avocado and soybean unsaponamides. There are some products that contain those as well, which are basically a natural anti-inflammatory. And so in those pets that have mild arthritis pain, I recommend them in pets with all arthritis pain, but sometimes in the mild patients, that's enough to control the pain and discomfort entirely in addition to supporting that joint fluid and supporting those structures.
So supplements could possibly help.
Supplements can help, yeah.
But also treat it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So in those patients, it's also smart to consult with your veterinarian, because some of those pets have enough pain. We can feel on a physical exam, clicking, popping, swelling, pain, those types of things that might give us a clue. Sometimes we need x-rays to look at those joints also to see how they've changed. Are they starting to have bone impingement on that joint? Look at the joint space itself. But yeah, some of these patients, especially as you get into the moderate to severe category, definitely usually need on something on top of the supplement. But the supplements are always a good starting point.
So Dr. Don, is physical therapy an option for dogs with arthritis?
Absolutely. Definitely a good option. Consulting with your veterinarian, sometimes depending on what area you're in, there are professional pet, physical therapists that you can take your pet to them.
Would you say that I should still be taking my dog on walks if they have arthritis?
Absolutely. And again, it would be consulting with your veterinarian about a specific case. But yes, controlled exercise is still important even in an arthritic pet.
Okay, great. And I know you mentioned a little bit before some certain types of pain relief, but what should I be giving my dog if I know my dog has arthritis? What are some options for pain relief?
So consulting with your veterinarian about things like nutritional supplements. There are some good supplements out there that can help support arthritic joints. And then we also start talking about pharmaceuticals. So things like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. We have some neurogenic pain blockers out there, you know, depending on the severity, even stepping it up to things like painkillers and sometimes steroids in those really, really bad cases that aren't responding to the other medicines. Sometimes we even have to step it up to steroids to control the pain and inflammation.
And are human pain medications safe for dogs?
Not really. You can still find things like doggy aspirin on the shelf at many pet stores. There was a really giant study, and what they found was virtually every dog enrolled in that study that was given aspirin at what we would consider a therapeutic dose, nearly every single one of those pets had at minimum gastric erosions, but extending all the way to gastric ulceration. And so a lot of the human stuff just doesn't work in our pets. And so it would be consulting with your veterinarian to figure out a medicine plan that would be appropriate for your pet.
Gotcha. And what supplements would you recommend to prevent or manage arthritis in my dog?
So, the most common supplements are the glucosamine and chondroitin. Great supplement when given at the proper dosage. And then we also see some of these glucosamine chondroitin supplements also do have avocado and soybean unsaponamides. And so looking for a supplement that has those are actually a natural anti-inflammatory, and they don't interfere with other pharmaceuticals that we give. And so you can give that on top and maybe be able to reduce the dosage of an anti-inflammatory that you would have to give your pet. So we can maybe even reduce the amount of pharmaceuticals that we're putting into our pets by giving them some of these natural type supplements.
That's really interesting. I may need to use that for my dog. Getting a little older. So if I wanted to go find that supplement in particular, where would I find that?
So some of these supplements are veterinary specific. So you would consult with your veterinarian and they may carry them there or be able to direct you to a source to acquire those. Some of them are over the counter. Most of the glucosamine chondroitin supplements are over the counter. A lot of the ones that I'm familiar with that do have the unsaponamides in them are veterinary specific. And so you have to get them through a veterinary channel or they're not necessarily prescription, but they're just released through veterinarians to try to make sure that they're given appropriately.
I see. And CBD oil, is it safe for dogs?
So CBD is a very evolving compound. We know it does have some pretty good effects. There are a number of studies that are in the pipeline right now that are looking at dosages, but also safety and efficacy. I mean, we have a lot of anecdotal stuff, information that some clinicians are administering it or are directing administration, but we still have yet to have any long-term safety and efficacy studies.
Well, just one more thing on breeds. Are there certain breeds of dogs that are more prone to arthritis than others?
It seems like the bigger the breed, the more likely to develop arthritis as the pet ages. But a lot of that is the force that's put on those joints. Those dogs carry more weight, and those dogs are putting more pressure on those joints, on those joint surfaces. But we see every dog. I've seen arthritis in every size of dog, from the little tiny teacup poodle to the big giant Great Dane. They're all getting it. You know, obesity also plays a factor. The more weight, not only in the dog's natural size, but in the extra body fat that they're carrying, also puts more stress on those joints. And that's going to predispose them not only to some metabolic conditions, but also to developing arthritis as they age as well.
So not only supplements could prevent arthritis, but keeping your dog at a healthy, balanced weight would help.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Don LaHoulier, thank you so much for giving us all of this valuable information. We really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. More episodes of Care Experts can be found at carecredit.com/careexperts. All of our featured care experts recommend and accept the Care Credit credit card, which is accepted at hundreds of thousands of provider locations nationwide. For more information on how Pets Best Pet Insurance can cover up to 90% of your pet's unexpected eligible veterinary expenses, visit petsbest.com. Or for more information on the Care Credit credit card, go to carecredit.com.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us on Care Experts with Care Credit. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share with friends and family. And stay tuned for new episodes every week. All information, opinions, and recommendations discussed in this episode are for your information only. We believe the information sources are generally reliable, but because of possible human or mechanical error by the sources, Synchrony or its affiliates, including Care Credit, does not provide warranty to the accuracy, quality, or completeness of the information or any results obtained from it. Any statement or opinions in this episode are the doctor's alone, and included data was current to the time of creating this episode. Please consult your own advisors before using any of this information. Pet insurance coverage offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, is underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company, a New York insurance company headquartered at 6100 4th Avenue South, Suite 200, Seattle, Washington, 98108, or Independence American Insurance Company, a Delaware insurance company located at 11333 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 160, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, California agency number 0F37530, is a licensed insurance agency located at 10840 Ballantyne Commons Parkway, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Each insurer has sole financial responsibility for its own products. Please refer to your declarations page to determine the underwriter for your policy. Terms and conditions apply. See your policy for details.